Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where we try to make Black people feel seen. Please rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, 5 stars only, because we are 5-star bitches. We're Gio Gotti. I am your host, Sequoia. And today, joining me to talk about Twitter, we have recurring guest co-host Jewel and a very special guest, renowned journalist, Clarissa Brooks. Clarissa, do you want to introduce yourself? Why do you make that face? A renowned journalist. You're a renowned journalist. What's this face?
You get nervous. It's imposter syndrome.
Not imposter syndrome. Celebrate it.
Yes, I'm trying to. It's that thing of like, you know, people be like, wow, I'm so proud of you. And I'll be like, I cried writing every sentence.
And the tears are part of the journey and they came out good. So we love to see it.
But yes, I'm Clarissa, North Carolina nigga, lover of all things Black people and a Bojangles stan. Bojangles supremacist, if you will.
I've never heard
that. Not Bojangles.
We'll die on that hill.
On Bojangles Hill?
On Bojangles. I tweet them every quarter to tell them that there's no Bojangles in the Metro Atlanta City area.
Because it burned down. The one that used to be by my house, it burned down. And I said, they don't got to bring it back. I'm sorry that it burned down. I don't want arson.
I go very hard for very specific things.
Okay.
Can you tell us what you get from Bojangles?
Okay, please. I love this.
It depends on the time of day. When I'm flying out of the Atlanta airport or going anywhere in the South, I get a steak biscuit, bow rounds, sweet tea as breakfast.
I ain't never had that, so maybe that's where I'm missing. Okay, go on.
And then I normally get a 2 or 3 piece leg and thigh, dirty rice fries, cheer wine if they have it. Most times they don't. And a biscuit.
And you like it better than Popeyes?
Absolutely. It is the best fried chicken on the planet.
Churches.
If I'm eating churches, something's going wrong in my life.
Period.
What did Pusha T say? He'd rather eat a box of churches than a steak. That's me.
Mm-hmm. Churches is like, if I'm leaving church and I've had to expel some demons at the altar.
There's nothing wrong with churches. It's a little greasy.
It's so greasy. It's crazy level.
No, it's not.
But it's not a fun grease. Yeah. Bojangles is a fun greasy.
Oh, okay.
Churches is. But those honey butter biscuits do move.
See? Okay. I didn't know you liked Bojangles like that. They used to have one on Fulton Industrial. It was 5 minutes from my house. And the kitchen burned down. The whole thing did burn down, just the kitchen. And they just never brought it back.
They're outside the city, like near the airport. They're all around outside the city, but they're always too far.
Not in the city. Uh-huh.
Yeah, churches is not church. I can't believe y'all.
I said what I said, honestly, and I'm not going to take it back.
That's okay. I'll forgive
Sequoia,
you.
Sequoia, what's your sign?
I'm a Gemini. My birthday's tomorrow, funny enough.
Wow. Oh my gosh. An air sign show.
Oh, wait. Are you a Libra too?
I am also a Libra.
Are you Libra? You team Jewel? You and Jewel, which are all Libra-ness?
I didn't know that Libras, that Geminis was air signs.
Air signs. It's us, Geminis, Libras, Aquarius. And we don't like Aquarius. Oh.
You're not team Aquarius.
Jewel is team Aquarius.
I know Jewel team Aquarius.
I don't
Aquarius.
Know nothing about Aquarius.
You do. You got you an aqua nigga. Yeah, you know about Aquarius. You know about them.
I think he just a special case. I don't know. I don't know if he's like, because everything I've heard about Aquarius, I mean, he certainly will get on my nerves, but he don't get on my nerves in the way that y'all warned me he would get on my nerves.
See, Aquarius is like.
Like, I heard they a little flighty. Like, they're not really reliable.
They be rebellious. They be weird. That's like their thing. Like, they're the weirdness.
That's my boyfriend.
Normally
okay, so all of that tracks for you. I don't think my man's is tacky. I would never say that. I would never say that.
Tacky is not the word that I would use, as I'm not going to get cursed out, but right. He does sometimes be like, does this match? And I'm like, yes.
It's close. That's fair. At least he got sense to ask you if it matched. He's trying to make sure it's the self-awareness. He's trying to make sure that he's good for you.
Sure.
Joe, do you know your sun, moon, and rising? Do you know all that information?
You know that I don't. I sent it to you that one time, and then
I know yours. Let me hold on. Let me look at it.
This is good.
You sent it to me, and then you sent me a bunch of stuff, and I was like, I don't know what this means.
Yeah, I literally got a birth chart reading like an hour before this, so.
You did?
Yeah,
wait.
It was very
Oh
good.
My God, wait. Oh my God, we about to get derailed as fuck, because I need to know what they tell you. What's your sun, moon, rising?
So Libra sun, Leo moon, Scorpio rising, but I have like 5 Scorpio placements.
Okay.
Basically, Shorty was like, if your career is doing well, your personal life is always going to be a shit show.
Ooh.
Don't monetize your hobbies.
You can't say that to a writer.
Good advice.
But then she was also like, you need to set some boundaries with work. And I was like, you're wild.
You can't say that to a writer.
But yeah, it was good. It wasn't like too intense though. It wasn't anything I didn't really know. So, okay. But I'll send you their information because it was really good.
Yeah, please. Thank you very much. One of my friends is getting me like a reading, some type of psychic or tarot reading for my birthday tomorrow. And I'm excited to see what it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have Jewel's information. She is a Pisces rising, a Taurus moon, and a Libra sun, as y'all know.
The Taurus moon.
I don't know what any of that means.
Taurus not is one love thing. A nap. Tauruses love a blanket. Oh. They love a nap. They love comfort.
The way Jewel's face changed, like she mad excited.
Yes, I do love naps.
That is you. You are a nap girl. She's a nap girl. She had the blanket on when we came on this podcast. She was starting off with the blanket, so.
Very comfort. Yeah. I don't know about the Pisces stuff, but.
Yeah, I don't know about
she gives that too. Jesus. Jewel seem very soft. Jewel be seeming very soft. That's what it is.
That's okay. That's okay. Soft is good.
I will say when I met Sequoia, I thought Sequoia was like the hardest person I ever met in my life. And then I went and sat down with Sequoia in person and we had drinks and I was like, oh no, she be falling apart. She hide it well, but she be falling apart.
Shambles.
That hit me in my chest because I said, now I feel a kindredness. I never felt closer to you. Like, I was talking to her and I was like, she was like, oh no, I cried about that. And I was like, you cried? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, girl.
You feel deeply?
Mm-hmm. I do. Oh, you be feeling stuff in the chest and all that.
The yes, difference is that Sequoia just be trying to act like she don't feel it. And now she just gonna bully you because you've given her strong feelings.
I be trying to act like I don't feel it. I do. I be trying. I don't know. People just, that's the Capricorn rising. That's my rising. People be like, oh you're so stern together. And stuff. I'm like, I'm absolutely not. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. And the Virgo moon also doesn't help, I'm sure. But I'm a menace. I know. It's all just
maybe that's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are emotional, it shows itself as you being a menace to people.
Uh-huh. Right. And am, but also a menace to my own self emotionally. Anyways, listen, we didn't got onto the astrology episode. I already got an astrology episode of this podcast. Now they're going to listen to another astrology episode. I need to just make an astrology podcast because I know y'all talk. Y'all sick of me asking people what they damn sun signs are. Anyways, okay. We're going to talk about Twitter. But before we talk about Twitter, we have our first segment, In My Defense. In My Defense is a segment where we bring one controversial opinion. It don't have to be super controversial, nothing crazy now. And we defend it. For you all. I have one. Clarissa, Jewel, did y'all bring one?
I did.
I want to see what y'all's is.
That's cool. I jump this off real quick because mine is something simple, something cute, something sweet. If your favorite flavor of chip is original flavor, seek help immediately. Just instantly. The quicker that you can go and find help, the better off I think we would be as a society. I'm not going to explain too much further than that.
I love an original chip.
Of course you do. It's just kind of objective. It's just a bit of an objective opinion, I would say.
I love a Lay's plain original.
Of course, yeah.
Yellow bag.
So you just be eating Lay's without ketchup. I put ketchup on the Lay's if it's just an original one.
What would be the reason?
Sometimes I think people forget, like, I mean, I'm from North Carolina, but my family's like country Spartanburg, South Carolina. I've never seen my mother eat chips without hot sauce. And I've never seen her eat a green apple without salt.
Oh, I'm not eating a green apple without salt. I'm not eating fruit without salt. That's 100%.
That's fair.
That's 100% a thing. I am not eating a green Granny Smith apple and it better have salt on it. And right. That's the only
thing
I'm eating.
I can't do period. That, but I also put a lot of salt on my food.
Same.
Like my partner be like, so you're trying to get hypertension? I'd be like, maybe.
Perhaps. Yes, perhaps. I don't put salt on anything else. It's just like fruit.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Very, very bumpkin of us.
Mm.
I love that. I love that take.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's mine. Jewel, you should probably go seek some help for that. But, yeah, what's y'all's looking like?
Mine isn't that. I don't feel like mine is that controversial. Okay. But maybe. I feel like I'm not saying it's their best album. It's uh-oh. Definitely at the bottom. But I don't feel like Outta Wild is that. I don't think we have to get rid of the album entirely.
Okay.
Like, I think it had its useful moments.
I fully agree.
You know, like we got some fun time. We got Janelle Monáe. Like we had a lot of fun times from
Morris Brown.
The Idlewild
is a fantastic song. And stop playing with me because I love that shit.
Yeah.
We got some good times from Idlewild. Like I said, a lot of people were introduced to Janelle Monáe for the first time in music video from Morris Brown, from her songs on Idlewild. We got Hollywood divorce. We had some fun, you know. I'm just saying we don't got to put it in the trash can. I ain't saying it's the best.
Yeah.
It can stick around.
100%. It can stay. Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm going to keep mine food related because I don't have too much in my brain today. There's not. There's 1.5 marbles today. Normally I have two. 1.5 today. I feel as if people that eat Twizzlers are unwell. It is plastic. It is flavored plastic. I dated somebody who ate. Can y'all hear that?
Yeah, it's okay.
I dated somebody who ate Twizzlers frequently and would like buy them to like taunt me. I didn't think it was funny. That relationship didn't work out. That should have been my red flag at the beginning. They were like, ha ha ha, I love eating Twizzlers. They're so good. And I remember being like, that should have been it. That should have told me that it was a no.
All that you needed to know. You know, it's the I love eating Twizzlers that's throwing me. It's one thing to eat a Twizzler. You know, it's one thing like put it in your mouth. Okay, sure. You said that you love eating Twizzlers. That's where I'm getting lost.
Purchasing it in your free time, especially when it's not Halloween. And Halloween is my favorite holiday.
Mine too, Clarissa. Mine too.
It's the best.
And you just gonna eat it. It barely tastes edible. They taste like they're...
What is the flavor?
What is the flavor of that? What's the flavor of a Twizzler? Someone please explain. Is it raspberry? I don't think so.
And licorice root is a fantastic plant. It does a lot of things for the world. It's a beautiful plant. The spiritual girlies will tell you it's a beautiful plant.
Mm-hmm.
Not a candy.
Yeah.
You're eating a string of plastic.
Yeah. So, Jewel, you like Twizzlers. Jewel's face is saying that she fucks with a Twizzler.
I don't really like... I don't eat a bunch of candy, and Twizzlers is not one that I'm...
But do you know and love people who eat Twizzlers?
I don't know anyone who eats Twizzlers. Like, I'm trying to think of the last time I've just seen a Twizzler in the wild, and I don't think it's been...
Red Vines, too. Any variation of that just feels anti-Black.
Maybe that's a good sign in my life that I just don't encounter it. Maybe, perhaps. I'm choosing people wisely.
But you'd be choosing original chips, too, so I don't know. We might have to circle back, so...
What are the thoughts on salt and vinegar? I feel like salt and vinegar is like a hood classic.
I'll have that. I love salt and vinegar. Yeah.
The thing is, though, I'm a weird person. I don't really snack. So I don't really eat a bunch of candy. I don't really eat chips. I don't snack.
Oh.
Like, people come to my house and they're irritated because they're like, we want a snack. And I'm like, I either have food or nothing. I don't have snacks.
Either I'm cooking a full course meal.
Yeah, if it's not a full, I don't snack.
And Jewel will cook, so... How you mad? That I mean, if you cook, how you mad? You can be mad at a lack of a snack. Not a piece of a complaint for me.
I don't really have plain chips on a regular basis. Oh, but you know what I like them for? So when I like grill a hot dog, I'll put the plain chips between the bun for a little extra crunch.
That's fair.
Yes.
That's fair.
Absolutely. So they're useful.
Yeah.
I do think the only thing that I find frustrating is like my partner... Wherever they're staying, they never have juice.
Hmm.
And I'll go to their house, I'll be like, you got juice? Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, no, I don't got juice. I'll be like, why don't you have juice? Like, get some. Like,
get some juice. What kind of juice should be on?
Always lemonade.
Okay.
Huh.
It's an easy go-to. Strawberry lemonade, more specifically, is what I normally get. I try not to get, like, sweet tea, because most sweet tea brands aren't really actually sweet tea, but it's normally pink.
Yeah. I could go up for a lemonade. I like a lemonade moment. I like a red
or ginger
juice.
Ale. I'm always good for like a strawberry lemonade ginger ale.
I'm a ginger ale girl too. Wait, do you mix them? I've never had them mixed.
Oh yes, yes. If you do that with like a little champagne,
a little bit of champagne in there too.
It's a little mimosa. It's a little mimosa
sounds
moment.
Delicious. That sounds
about done.
That sounds fantastic. I like that. I'm gonna try that.
That
I'm gonna try that tomorrow
really
for the
good.
Birthday, and I'm gonna let you know. I got all of those ingredients, so I'm gonna let you know tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm a fan of juice. I believe your house should have some juice now.
My house ain't never got no juice either because I'm, you know what? I can't control myself well enough. And so if it's in the house, the likelihood that I'll consume it all that day is extremely high. And I'm just not trying to do that where I'm at in life right now. So I just can't even
have it.
I just have to deprive myself.
I purposely only buy one. Like container of it, and if it runs out for the week, it runs out. You're not going. You can't have more.
You can't go back to the store.
Whew, a lot of parenting. A lot of self-parenting.
It is a lot of self-parenting. Wow, therapy's working. That's what it is. Anyways, did y'all bring songs? I didn't bring a song. I'm hoping y'all have a song because I don't have one. I could think of one.
I bought an album.
Okay. Is it Idlewild?
No.
Okay.
I picked a white person. I thought I was supposed to do that.
You ain't have to, but yes.
Oh, okay. I really like this Harry Styles album. I'm a fan. Have you heard it?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
Nope.
I've never listened to a One Direction or Harry Styles album.
No, wait up. Wait up. First of all, Watermelon Sugar Remains the song of the summer.
I used to work at Hollister when Watermelon Sugar came out.
It remains the song of the summer. I'm sorry.
It pops.
So what's your issue with Harry's house?
Hi, I'm Kate Casey, an unscripted TV expert. Three times a week, I interview the talent, directors, producers, and hosts of television's most popular reality shows, docuseries, and documentaries. I get all the behind-the-scenes stories. I cover everything from The Bachelor, Selling Sunset, and Real Housewives to Tinder Swindler, The Last Dance, and Secrets of Playboy. Join me as I ask all the questions that you want asked. And best of all, I'm the most trusted source on what to watch every week. I will give you a guide on everything from true crime and sports to competition, calling from all streaming and cable networks. The best guests, the best shows and series, Reality Life with Kate Casey.
I'm more of a fine line girl myself. If we're going for Harry's albums, that's the previous album. It might not be the one. It might be the one before this last one.
Yeah.
And then there's Harry's house.
I'm not a stan, so I don't know how this.
I live with a stan. I live with a Harry Styles stan, period.
Okay.
So I could probably tell you a lot about this man. This album just ain't hit for me. I only liked the first track, Music for a Sushi Restaurant. That's literally the only one that I liked. And the rest of it just nothing. It just didn't do nothing for me. I didn't do it.
And Clarissa, I don't know if you like India Shawn. I love India Shawn.
Oh, of course.
But
yes.
She does backup for him sometimes. Oh. And so like you can literally hear her voice in the harmonies for Music for a Sushi Restaurant. And it makes me so happy because I love her tone.
Wait, anyway. The black girl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Harry, when he like does live shows, it'd be two black girls. Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're fucking fantastic.
They're so
good. Every time I'm like, yo.
They're so good.
Okay.
So she's actually an artist. You should listen to some of her music. She did like a project with James Fauntleroy that is like one of my favorite. Like I love that project. Mm-hmm. I'll send it to you. So I like the album and that is my, you know, take.
Okay.
If you come to my house and I'm like cooking or cleaning, the project might be on and you're not going to make me turn it off.
I would never do that. I would never do that in your own house. I would never try to bully you in your own house. Only sometimes.
But I don't believe that.
That's why I had to caveat. That's why I had to put the caveat.
Only sometimes. Because remember when I invited you to my house last time and you didn't take my side. But we don't have to rehash it.
We don't have to rehash it. No, Clarissa, we'll fill you in afterwards because we've already told the audience about Jules.
Yeah, we've already told the audience the story. But mm-hmm. I just wanted to hearken back so that the audience, if you remember... Last time she wasn't on my side when she was at my house.
Me personally, I felt like I was in danger in that situation, but that's fine. That's okay. Clarissa, what song or albums you got?
I'll stick to the white people because that feels critical. I'm an Alessia Cara stan.
She not black?
Jewel. Jewel. No, you fucking lying. Shut up.
Jewel. I thought she was biracial.
Jewel, you know
that's
good
not
and
a
goddamn well
girl.
Alessia Cara is not no piece
Wait a
of
minute.
Black. Stop.
Wait a minute. I feel like I knew this and then forgot it again.
She is some sort of Latin and white.
Right.
She's Canadian. Child. I think one of her, I think her daddy's Brazilian.
That's right. It's come back to me.
It's the curly hair. She is biracial in the technical sense, but she's not biracial black and white.
She don't belong to us.
I just think she's a good artist. Her songwriting is really good. Her album, The Pains of Growing, and In the Meantime, would I tell you she was singing where I was in my life in those albums?
Mm-hmm. Didn't she get a Grammy for one of them?
Maybe.
I think she won a Best New Artist one of the years at the Grammys. Not 100%.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, she's really good. So I'm always keeping up with her work. Yeah. So that, and then my like song that I wanted to mention was Fuck Nigga Free by Glorilla. It's my song of the summer.
Fuck Nigga Free.
I don't know how nobody hasn't realized it. It's like that last Burna Boy. Those are like songs of the summer for me right now. Mm-hmm. But
that's fair. all the TikToks of women who are in like full blown marriages, but like walking around the house, like yelling that song. I support that type of content.
Yeah. And their husbands being like, what are you talking about?
Are you trying to tell me you're a fuck nigga? All right, then I am fuck nigga free.
Right. So don't look at me too sideways when I'm singing it either, because I'm looking at you
sideways.
Because
now I'm going to start to have questions.
Right. That's not what you want.
There's just so many Black women artists who are like, actually, I don't really want this nigga. I don't want nobody coming to me woman to woman at all. You can have it. He's yours.
That sounds tiring. Yeah, girl, keep if him. You want him, oof, please, by all means. Him. Sequoia and I had a conversation about how sometimes dating men is just like parenting, like raising grown children. Why would I fight over an adult baby? I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, like, it's not like it's really that much better on the queer side, even though I don't, like, date cis men really? Anymore. I mean, it's not like it's, like, that much better, but it's definitely, like, you still got to set some boundaries and be, like...
So it's humans.
It's a human experience.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think dating is just hard.
I don't know if that makes me feel better. I think it makes me feel worse.
It didn't. Right. I thought that was going to do... It didn't make me feel no better. I didn't.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's just a little different. It comes with, like, better outcomes on the, like, on the queer Black lesbian side, but still similar. People are people.
Okay. That's fair. I was going to pull a song out, but I don't know. I feel like we already 30 minutes into this. I don't need to pull a song out. We did good. We did good on that. So, main topic, Twitter. For those of y'all who don't know, Twitter is a social media site. Users can share their thoughts on every single topic. That's where niggas get in trouble. It's the fifth circle of hell, I would say. There are different segments of Twitter. There's makeup Twitter. There's every niche of person that you can think of. There's a Twitter corresponding to that. And then there is the notorious and disproportionately influential Black Twitter. What are y'all thoughts? Is it good, bad, positive, negative? What's the vibe check on Twitter?
I mean, this is my rant of my life. I think, and I've said this to Jewel and probably other people, I really think the internet has changed human behavior. I think it's making us worse people.
Hell yeah.
And I think that the internet is predicated on harming Black women and femmes. So I don't love it. It's definitely a place where I'm like, and I think because I've had so many conflicts online to where I'm like, y'all are never getting my personal business. Y'all are never getting, especially even, because I think the other thing is like, I say all this about how the internet's bad, but I also grew up on Tumblr. Like, I grew up on how to process hard things online. So now as I'm getting older, I'm like, oh, I need therapy. I need to talk to my friends. I need to keep some business to myself, because the internet was so much of how I process things that I'm like, if I keep at that pace, the internet has or will continue to eat me alive. Because, like, you know, I think it's easy for folks to be like, oh, the internet isn't real. But it's like, I know more Black women journalists and women online who have almost checked out this earth because of the internet than I don't.
Swear to God.
100%. So it's quite real. And I think the way that it teaches you how to talk to people is wild. Because I'd be like, ooh, I know y'all would never say this to my face.
That's the big thing that really be pissing me off.
Because then you meet, like, especially when it gets gossipy, like, I'll meet some of the girls in real life and I'll be like, I know you know that I remember that thread you made.
Right. Hey, sweetheart.
But hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Love your work. Love your work.
Right.
Girl. Get on my face.
I can't.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
Jewel,
okay.
You was whispering that it's the devil. What'd you say? It's the devil. That's what you said. It's
I
evil.
Didn't
you
say
said
that. It's evil. So not you trying to put me on the record.
You was so.
The thing
is, I know the mic is hot.
Oh God, you was whispering something. You said
I mean, the thing about Twitter is it is both my favorite social media app and also I most of the time don't want to be there. I have had Twitter since high school. I love Twitter in theory, but I guess it's because I don't like humans and humans are on Twitter, that Twitter is the bane of my existence sometimes and I'd be ready to go. And I realized that as a journalist, I think it's the most useful social media app for me. It's also obviously the social media app where I have the biggest following. It can be great to get engagement there, but then sometimes the more engagement you get, the more harassment and the more foolishness. And I don't really have a lot of patience and I'd be ready to go. And sometimes I'm just like, I can't wait to grow my social media followings, not just Twitter, it's all social media. I can't wait to grow my social media followings to be big enough that I can get the deals that I want to get, and then I can deactivate all of my accounts. And you guys will never hear from me again.
Yeah.
That's my thought on Twitter, is like, I'm here. If I have to be anywhere, I'd probably rather be here, but I don't want to be nowhere.
And Instagram is like hard, because I'm like, it's just a different type of selling. Like my work, my writing, I can do on Twitter very easily without giving my personal business. Instagram, it kind of requires you to sell a bit more of your personal business that I'm like, yeah.
My name is Tom Buck, and this is The Enthusiasm Project. Join me each week for deep dives exploring the world of what it means to be an independent creator on YouTube, starting your own creative business, and keeping a positive, enthusiastic mindset along the way. New episodes of The Enthusiasm Project are available every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I just don't get joy out of sharing my personal business at all. And I also don't like taking pictures. And so what am I supposed to do with Instagram? I have no idea.
You could make hair content like I've been asking you to do for a minute.
You can make a hair TikTok.
You can make a hair TikTok.
What I'm going to do on the hair TikTok?
Your hair.
Tell the girls how to detangle.
Hi, this is Biz. And this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
All right, class, tomorrow's exam will cover the science of perfect pitch, the history of pride flags, and speedrunning video games. Any questions? Ah, yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
It ain't, but so many times you can teach somebody how to detangle. Now we out of content.
No, TikTok is hard. Like, I think
TikTok is hard.
The thing about the internet is funny, and even like Twitter, like you see the burnout on TikTok really fast of young people. They'll be like, I got so much visibility, I had this viral thing. And then they get on Twitter and they're like, oh, this shit is not fun.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm seeing the babies be like, oh, y'all expect things of me. Y'all expect me to answer to you. And I don't know you.
Yeah, I don't.
The girls that go from TikTok over to Twitter, you can definitely see that, like, not a learning curve, but like that stark difference. Where TikTok is just like, it's just less accountability on that platform. I don't know what to say. Like, TikTok is just more free flowing, whatever. You go over on Twitter and niggas want you to answer for them TikToks that you made. They have thoughts. They have feelings. They said, so what was that about? And it's just a whole different ball game. I also have been on Twitter since high school, and so I know how Twitter works. But the girls that started off on different platforms and then thought they was gonna go over on Twitter, baby.
And to be fair, my like use of Twitter has changed, because when I was in high school, I was mostly just being a sad girl and posting about boys and my high school beefs and foolishness that did come back to haunt me at one point. I was tweeting people by name too. Like, I didn't have no type of like chill.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not proud of myself.
You're not gonna tell
the
story,
are.
Huh? You're not gonna
I
give
surely
them
am not. We gonna yeah, let it we gonna let it die. We gonna let
That's
it die.
Okay. That's okay. Yep. It's a good one, y'all. That's what
but
y'all need to know. It's a good
I'll
one.
Tell you when it Clarissa, when it rap, I'm gonna tell you the story. So I was a little reckless on Twitter back in the day. But I'm a reporter now, and I try to act like it sometimes. So I don't really do half the things that I used to do on Twitter. I don't really share my personal business, not in any way that you could like identify like the people that I'm referring to. And I try really hard, although we know that I do not always succeed, not to engage in Twitter beefs because I don't like people in my business and I don't want to be screenshot and y'all be talking about me in the group chat. Mm-hmm. I want to be left alone. I try my hardest to just not give people fodder for discussion. Although, again, sometimes it is not easy.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. I will say there was, I don't know who said it. Some smart person was talking about how like on Twitter, anything the sun touches grows, like good or bad, it's going to grow. So that's why mm-hmm. I'm also like, if you want to argue with me, you're going to argue with this block button. You're going to mm-hmm. argue with this mute because I'm not going to see it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to engage with it, especially because like if we really have a conflict, you more than likely already have my phone number and my email.
If we really have a conflict.
And if you right. don't have those things, it probably means we don't actually know each other.
So why are one-sided. We even?
Yeah.
The big so thing.
We're doing this for no reason, baby.
Right. You don't know me. You don't have uh-huh. no ownership over my life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's really it. I don't know. Twitter has gotten to be... It's just really depressing to be on sometimes.
It is.
Because, and I can't really act the fool the way I want to act the fool because, again, my Twitter is tied to my work. Like, sometimes I just wish I could use Twitter the way that, like, people who are not journalists use Twitter. Because they be clowning. Like, man. I see how my boyfriend used Twitter and I'd be like, what is wrong with you?
Funny.
Like,
funny.
What are you doing? What do you just go on here to argue with people? Are you not tired? Like,
it looks so fun.
It's not a concept that I can grasp because I can't use Twitter that way. And I am slightly envious because I want to act up and have like hot takes that mm-hmm. nobody can check before because they mm-hmm. don't know who I am. That sounds nice. I mean, I guess that's also why Twitter is a terrible place because it's a whole bunch of anonymous people having bad hot takes. But double I want to be in that number.
100%. No, very
I
much
I want to be in that number. Yeah.
I think the other side is that, like, the blue check came to me in the night. I didn't ask for it. I literally was in my bed having a mental spiral as I do, woke up to a blue check. I was like, this is the end for me. The thing that is really frustrating is like people expect things of you and they think you are somebody. So especially like being queer and being non-monogamous, like if I think somebody's cute, if I want to hit on somebody, it's really hard for me to do that. Cause niggas will be like, oh, you this and that, you this, that. And I'm like, I just really am not.
You're really projecting, babe. Right. Yeah.
Or not even projecting, but like the blue check gives me a sense of authority that mm-hmm. works for my work life, but in my personal life, I don't care about that.
Right.
But people think I should care about it and expect me to care about it. And I'm just like.
The reporter Gia Tolentino has been so honest about the fact that she does not want a blue check. And every now and then she goes in and changes her Twitter handle to Gia Tortellini so that she can lose the blue check. Yeah. And then she'll just go back to Gia. She'll go back to her real name. And then they'll give it back. And she'll like, she just does this all like on and off. And I'm like, I respect that.
I love
Gia. I have another friend who also changed his at to make sure that he's like, I did not ask for this. Y'all act like blue check blacks is like a term. And he's like, I don't even know half y'all. Right. He's like, I don't want this shit. I don't even like you niggas. Like I'm out of I'm off this.
And it's worse because like you'll see people talking about it, be like, oh, blue check niggas are so weird. And I'm sitting here like, I have received $0 from getting this blue check. Like, I genuinely had somebody be like, I thought people who get blue checks get paid for it.
Okay. See, and this is why I was saying it's a projection. Because, like, you have thoughts about what you think blue check is. And that's why it's tainting your thoughts of, you know, people with it. Like,
I'm pretty sure I had 700 followers when I got my blue check mark.
Like, there's no barometers.
I was reporting on the farm show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
That's good reporting, Jules. That's still good reporting. Okay.
Culture reporter Jewel Wicker. But I really did. I had 700 followers. So this notion of like, and I was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So this notion that like blue check blacks are like of this like privileged like class and like living a certain life and status. I'm like, okay.
And I do understand also that, like, it gives me a sense of authority for, like, books or, like, writing. Like, I understand what that means, but in the material sense, it doesn't add anything to my life that I am not putting into my work. Like, I didn't get it just for the hell of it. I got it because I'm spending hours and hours on the work that I'm doing.
Right. No, that definitely makes sense. You know what? I am the sole person here who does not have a blue check. And yet, I've been dragged around this motherfucking platform without a blue check on
numerous...
You knew
me getting dragged. I be missing it, though, because the last time you got dragged, I missed it. And I was kind of sad because I wanted to see what was happening.
Okay, so I'm going to tell y'all what happened. And then I'm going to ask y'all, have y'all ever been dragged on Twitter? So y'all can marinate. But I'll start it off to loosen it up a little bit. On this here motherfucking podcast, for 52 minutes, I spoke about Jacqueline Harlow, okay? For 52 minutes, I spoke about this nigga, Jack Harlow, right? From there, I made a YouTube video, a 10-minute YouTube video, okay? From there, I cut that YouTube video into a 1-minute and 3-second TikTok, and I put that shit on TikTok. One of you niggas cut the TikTok down from a minute. So 52 minute conversation, a whole conversation, cut down to 43 seconds, posted it on Twitter, and now I'm getting dragged around this motherfucker for being an alleged Jack Harlow fan. Everybody who knows me knows that I am not a fan of this nigga. I spoke about it directly on this podcast that I think he is mediocre and all of this shit. Y'all took a clip where I was theorizing a potential reason why other people might like this nigga and had the audacity to be dragging me around the motherfucking internet for that. Dr. Umar paged and posted my shit.
Not Umar.
Yes, my God. Dr. goodness. Umar paid.
Not Umar.
Yes, Dr. Umar then posted my shit off of a clip that was a clip that was a clip of something. Okay? All context removed. The way I was so mad, y'all. I'm getting dragged around for fucking Jack Harlow. Stop.
That's the thing that Gia Tolentino, I talked about on this podcast and I sent it to people. Uh-huh. Like, every time I talk about the internet, it's like the internet can take context out of anything.
Anything.
You could be like, the sky is very blue. Easy. And somebody could be like, so you can see the sky.
So you think the earth is flat. Right. So you think the earth is flat.
And you can't control it.
No. It was no control.
That's why I don't want to be here.
I will say that's one of the things that the blue check does help with, is like, it's hard for you to even see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I have a totally, again, from my friends who just use Twitter and are not in media, like, they have a completely different experience with Twitter than I do. Mm-hmm. They be showing me stuff and I be like, what y'all be doing over there? That's crazy. Y'all been arguing about this for days? Like, yeah. I didn't. Yeah. So that's it is a like, completely different experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why if we got to talk to some folks, we got to get you a blue check, because. And I'll be feeling bad because the girls be talking in my mentions. I'll be like, oh, baby, I didn't
even see it, right? Because I'm a social media manager, I see what it looks like. I see the divisions, like, where it's like, okay, the verified folks, I can see everything here, and then the rest of the mentions over here, and some people don't even go into the regular mentions. But, like, what are y'all niggas be talking about? What are y'all be talking about? Why are you in my mentions like this?
Because I don't be wanting to block everybody, because I be trying to be diplomatic. So I just hit the mute. Then you just talk to yourself.
You about to catch this motherfucking block. You gonna eat this block. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm at like 5,000 or 6,000 blocks.
Oh, y'all, Clarissa don't see shit on this platform. She's never
seen.
I don't
have nowhere near that many blocks. Let me see.
And it's worse because like a lot of the like, I think it's like Pop Crave or like Say Cheese TL or something. People are always quoting that. I can't see a thing.
Not you done block Pop Craze.
The stuff they post be annoying. Like, I'm really on the verge of like blocking XXL at this point because. Trying me, but I try to like keep in mind that a lot of those places are bots, not bots, but like they're just pushing out content. Are. Like, they're not actually in control of that stuff,
right?
But there's certain people and certain accounts, especially like recent, like the hip hop blog pages that I've just been blocking because like I just don't want to see things on my timeline that justify conversations that I know are harmful.
That is very far. And I feel like that's a lot of their engagement that they depend on. It's like, oh, I'm going to put this out here because I know it's going to get engagement, whether it's good or bad, harmful or otherwise. The shade room directing directly at you niggas. Right. And a lot of places are starting to move like the shade room in that they see that it works in getting engagement. And so they're like, okay, bet we're going to shift our social media strategy to reflect that a little bit more, perpetuating harm to Black women first and foremost. The Black community as a whole, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, They gotta cover the bills. I just don't gotta see it. Somebody's gonna engage with it. It just won't be me.
That's fair. The bar's in hell for us. So do y'all wanna tell, have y'all been dragged around the internet?
I've been thinking about it and I can't think of a time where I haven't been dragged on Twitter.
You got dragged on Instagram? How do you get dragged on Instagram?
Remember that meme, I'm not gonna say their names, but that crime page.
Oh, yeah.
That posted me and they had all their followers harassing me for days and posting rat emojis under my page and calling me a bitch and a coon and all of those things.
Oh, my God. That happened to me, too. That's the Jack Harlow shit. Yes.
That went on for days.
It's sad.
That went on for days. But the gag, this is where the gag came in. Okay. So they did that. And then they tried to come for me out of nowhere a couple weeks ago. Like, I was not talking to them. They sent me a tweet coming for me out of nowhere. And everybody was like, and they got dragged. They got dragged. Everybody was like, are you okay? Because everybody was just like, yo, why did you just come at her for no reason? And so, you know, what goes around comes around. Mm. And they wanted me to feel bad, like you sicked your followers. No, I did not. Because you purposely posted me for people to harass me. I did not do that to you. You tweeted at me for no reason and then you got dragged. That's not the same thing.
It's also just something about, like, I think in the past people could get away with doing something like that and thinking that, like, you know, Black women weren't protected or like we wouldn't notice that or we would let that slide. But it's like you got the wrong one.
Times are different. Yeah. But I can't think of a time where I've just been dragged on Twitter. I really try to mind my business. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any time outside of that one that I've like publicly had a big public feud with anybody. Like I try to stay. Now I know that I done said that. Now something's gonna come up, but
don't say that. Yeah, it's not.
We gonna pray not.
Mine is the reason why I have these little follower counts, which is what my therapist says is not the truth of my life. But I got into a conflict with Sean King 2019. Got into a conflict with him. He basically posted on my social media on his pages. This was January 2019. So basically he was like, I'm raising money for Centoya Brown. I was doing a piece on Centoya Brown at the time. And I also know the organizers that were in Tennessee working on it. And I basically was like, he's lying. He tweeted something about how like he was going to sue people that were lying about him. I got an email. I got a threat for a cease and desist that January 2019. Tweet was already deleted. He was basically like, I need an apology.
Oh.
And for you to take back what you said.
Nigga.
It was three people. It was me and two other people. One person apologized. Another person apologized and took down their page. I sent him a letter being like, fuck you. I'm not taking down shit.
Period.
And he was like, great, I'm going to post you on all my pages. And I probably got death and rape threats for like, it's 2022. I still get those threats.
Of course, you're fucking lying. Are you serious?
Yeah.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's horrible.
Because I was in school. I was also working like so many jobs at the time. I went from like 5,000 followers to like 25,000 in like 2 weeks. It was that bad. Like I couldn't use my phone type of.
Right. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. So that was mine. And it's a big reason why I feel the way I do about the internet, because I've seen people turn. I've seen the really ugly parts of the internet and how much I couldn't do anything. Like it was really like every time Sean King gets brought up, even to this day, like people will bring me up. That's why I have so many blocks, because I have to like blockchain all of his people.
100%. Yeah.
Like I was on like Tariq Nasheed's page. He like went through my Facebook from middle school.
I think I also was on Tariq Nasheed's page this last
time.
Yeah.
He like went through my Facebook page. I had to like text my friends from middle school and be like,
he went through your fucking Facebook page?
Yes. I had to text people from middle school being like, I'm being harassed online. a picture of us from middle school is on this page. I'm so sorry. And they were like, a lot, there was a lot of white people. Like, I went to like a white middle and high school because I grew up in the hood. My mom wanted me to go to college. Like, so it was a lot of that, which felt really embarrassing. So a lot of my issue with the internet is that like a lot of my following feels like it isn't really things I worked for. Like people were just nosy and started following me. I feel better about it now. Like I know that people are sticking around because they care about my work. But yeah, I got some internet traumas. Like I really be like, when I date people, when I talk to people, I have to say like, it's not because I'm private and don't want to tell people. It's genuinely because like I've had my address email leaked. You know, I've had my partner's address leaked. Like I really have to like tell
Jesus.
People. Like,
fucking Christ.
Oh yeah, I refuse to share my mom, my any family member, any significant other. I won't post about them. And part of it is because I respect my privacy, but also part of it is because being doxxed as a woman in journalism is very real. And just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it won't happen. And I don't want you to be able to go back a year ago and find my partner's address or find out information and like harass my family just because I'm a reporter. So I am very intentional about not posting identifying information about my loved ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even tweet about what side of town I stay on anymore. Cause I'm just like,
Nah, I try to stay away from that as well. I try to be pretty like, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's stuff like that to where I'm like, it just shifts how I understand the internet. But I really do wish I could do fun stuff. Like, I just see people just, like, talking shit. I'll be like, I want to talk shit, too.
Like, it seems like a good time. I want to clown.
I want to talk shit. I like that. When I was getting dragged for the Jack Harlow shit, they started attacking all platforms. So I had to turn off my Instagram comments, had to, like, privatize my Twitter, whatever. These niggas were so deranged. They found Garrick's Instagram and started commenting on Garrick's Instagram. Garrick is my boyfriend. And they started commenting on Garrick's Instagram. And I'm like, wow, niggas are doing a lot. I've had my mom change her name on all the platforms. So like, it's not clear who my mother is. I had to make sure that all of my address and my mom's address were taken off the internet. You know, like you go manually and delete all of your fucking information from the internet. Niggas are crazy. Yeah, what's wrong?
It's dark stuff. That's why I'd be like, and I think that's why the envious thing is like, I want to have a fun relationship with the internet, but I know how harmful it is to Black women and femmes. So where it's like, yeah, a few people I know have been like, this internet shit might take me out the game. So do we end on a light note?
Yeah, let's end on a lighter note.
Dark, yeah.
It did get a little bit dark. The light note that I'm going to end on is fuck you niggas who was harassing me on the internet because you will never say this shit to me in person. This is not light. This is not what you meant by light.
It's going to get there.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck you niggas who's harassing me on the internet because you wasn't going to say that shit to my face in person because you wouldn't. That's light enough for me. I like it. Yeah. Did y'all have anything else that you wanted to say?
I don't have a light note. I just think that like, I often think about the fact that like, the beautiful part of like people not really knowing the context of my childhood is like, I fight.
Wait, the way that was the most tight.
I really fight. Like,
period.
I just really, and like my friend, like Fresco will be like, Clarissa, you got shit to lose. You can't really be doing that no more. And I'll be like, I understand that. And also ancestrally, I need to remind people that I am a human being. Cause I think the internet shit makes people think, you are all knowing, all being, do everything I ask of you. And if you don't, then you're a piece of shit. That's cool. You can feel that way. To my face, though, we're going to have a different conversation about it. Not really a light note, but those are my feelings.
Yeah. Period. Okay.
So when I was at Twitter beefing the other week, my mentor had texted me and was like, you know, remember to always go high, whatever, whatever. So my mother brought it up like a week ago. She was like, somebody was getting on her nerves at work. And she was like, you can go high, but I'm going to meet her ass eye to eye. And I said, oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, I like that.
And she was dead serious. She was like, you can go high, but I'm going to meet her ass eye to eye. And I said, oh.
Okay. Wait, that's the new one. I like it. I like
okay,
that.
Ma.
Some boundary setting has to be made. Like the girls on the internet think any and everything goes. And I just be like, I just have to remind you.
Yeah.
That I'm a real person. And one day you might run up on me in real life. And you can absolutely get these real hands. Stop playing.
The people know. My partner knows. My friends know.
Well, you know what? No, I did have a light note that I was going to end on. I remember now. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Before I was cussing y'all out for trying to play with me. I had a theory as to why I think Black people specifically like Twitter so much. I think it's twofold. I think it is one, Black people like jokes. Twitter be jokes.
Yeah.
Twitter be jokes. It be funny. We like to laugh through the trauma. It's always some traumatic ass shit happening to Black people. We get on Twitter, we convene, we giggle, we kiki, it's cute. We like it. One. Two, I think it's the fact that Twitter does not have gatekeepers like that. You can say what you want. That's it. Nobody about to, you know, somebody might tell you not to say that, but nobody can stop you from saying exactly what you want to do. It's just there. And I think niggas like that. It's the freedom. It's the funness. It's the kiki. All that.
Yeah. Black people love the dozen. So it makes sense. Like there's no way that I don't think any of us could have made it through 2020 without the jokes.
At all. The jokes are really what make that shit. And funny enough, Black people are only 11% of Twitter users and also 11% of the US population. Isn't it crazy? According 11%? To Pew Research. Yeah. It's only 11%.
Very smart. That's who I follow, so that's who I see, but it's not a large.
Right. No, it's representative of the United States. So we don't over-index on Twitter, but we do over-index on influence in Twitter, I would say. Wow. Like the trends that come from Black Twitter, the lingo that like gets spread because of Black Twitter that makes it over to TikTok and other platforms like that. We over-index and influence in, I mean, the U.S. in general, including Twitter. But we're actually not over-indexing on numbers-wise, which was surprising to find out for me.
I'm thinking about, I saw a TikTok of some white girl saying it's giving. And I was like, kill me.
What's it giving?
What right, giving? Please.
And what is it giving?
Give me your right. context on what is being given, gave, if you will.
I saw a response to a TikTok of a white girl saying it's giving. And they said, no, it's actually taking. You're taking like y'all always do. Right. And I said, oh.
Imperialism.
No, right. It's actually taking, sweetheart. It's not giving, but. Yeah. So that's it on that. Do y'all have any other final thoughts that y'all want to end with?
Yeah, I think we should eat more Bojangles. I think we should eat more Bojangles. I think cookout, anything that's come out of North Carolina, except for the baby, I don't claim him anymore, is
well, I forgot that nigga came from North Carolina.
Yeah, he's from Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Stellar. Amazing. Life-changing.
Okay. So that's somewhere I need to visit. I've never been. I never had Bojangles. I've never been to North Carolina.
Yeah.
I need to do all of those things. There's no Bojangles in Atlanta?
There are Bojangles. They're just outside the city and they're too far from me.
Oh. You'll be all right. You can drive to it.
I have a car. I mean,
no, not you. I'm to my heart when she comes visit.
Okay. Right. Jewel will take me when I come. so that'll be fun. That's about it.
Go to Charlotte first, then go to Durham. Durham's like a little queer, a little more radical.
I support this.
Yeah,
that's where Duke is, right? No, Duke, it isn't.
I mean, we don't claim Duke.
Okay.
I claim Chapel Hill.
Okay. Hey. Great. That sounds good to me. That's it for Black People Love Paramore, y'all. If you want to rate us, do that, but also write a rating. Like, give me a review, if you will, but only if it's good. Don't say no fuck shit. Don't play with me in the reviews. I love you guys so much, everyone here. You know, you two, as well as everyone who listens to this podcast, I appreciate you. Do y'all want to tell the people where they can find you?
Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just like that.
No. Twitter, Clarissa M. Brooks. If you can find my Instagram, you can find it, but I'm not going to give it out for the free.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you.
It's Brooks? I don't know why. I thought it was Brooks.
Brooks.
It's Brooks.
It's Brooks.
Oh, you said, yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know why. I heard Brooks. Okay. I got it.
Yeah, my Twitter and my Instagram is at Jewel Wicker Show.
Mm-hmm. And don't harass us. Please be nice. We appreciate it.
Watch that mouth. It's critical.
Watch your mouth. Yeah. Watch your man. Then you should watch your mouth.
Okay.
Bitches is... Okay. Anyways. Thank you, y'all. Talk to you later. Bye.